Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to night 6 of our 12 days of Slashmas. We hope you guys are having a Merry Christmas, and Todd?
And that's it. And that's it, Dan.
No happy holidays for that.
Everybody celebrates it one way or another.
All right,
we're celebrating.
You just triggered a bunch of people that are super sensitive. Although I don't think they watch this show, but if it is, welcome.
You've been triggered long before.
Okay, yeah. Oh yeah. Finish introducing. Sorry, Dan.
Fuck him. That's Pugs Dread.
Happy Kwanzaa.
And that's Mike Krueger.
Ho ho ho, bitch.
So, Krueger, in case somebody's jumping in just now, explain our 12 days of Slashmas.
All right. So, what we do for our 12 days of Slashmas special is rate and review a Christmas-themed slasher, and then at the end of the episode, we eliminate the slasher off the list we compiled from our previous episodes that we deem unworthy of the list, leaving us with three final girls, a.k.a. our top three slashers of the 12 days of Slashmas. So, make sure if you enjoy this episode, go back, check out our previous episodes of this 12 days of Slashmas series, and previously, our Slashtober special we did back in October. The playlist is on YouTube. So now that that's out of the way, Todd, why don't you give us our slasher statistics and tell us who on our final girl list is already eliminated?
All right. Well, our three still in contention, our final girls, are David Hess, directed To All a Good Night. Dan denies there's a star of Santa Slay, and Jack Frost, not the Michael Keaton one. And eliminated thus far has been Cannibal Claws, Secret Santa, Lake Alice, The Dorm That Dripped Blood, Mrs. Claus, and up for contention today is Santa Claus for one of Dan's favorite labels. So why don't you just get right into it?
Absolutely. So this is a 1996 film from director John A. Russo of Night of the Living Dead fame. And this one follows a young man who finds his divorced mother having sex with a man in a Santa Claus hat and shoots them both dead. Years later, now thinking he is Santa Claus, the man develops an obsession with an erotic horror film star named Raven and begins stalking her. Okay. So, yeah, Krueger, what did you think of Santa Claus? First time watch?
Yeah, so this was a first time watch for me, and I've heard it, you know, suggested a couple of times. The one thing I'll say is I really like the opening scene with Wayne's origin part of the story. But the one thing that bothered me was for the rest of the movie, we kind of go in and out of Wayne's hallucinations, and sometimes it gets a little unclear on what's real and what's not. And also the side story we have going on with Raven, who is the girl Wayne's obsessed with, and her husband. I just didn't find that part of the story interesting at all. So a lot of this was, you know, me wanting Wayne back on the screen. And overall, the acting on this is pretty goddamn bad. I mean, I know horror movies aren't known for their acting, but goddamn, this is pretty bad. And even though I like Wayne, some of the scenes with longer dialogue with him weren't good at all. The kills were mostly off screen, didn't have anything like to them really, and it left me, you know, wanting more. Just kind of wanting to watch something else. This does have a lot of gratuitous sleaze. So that's going to make up some for a lot of people, but it didn't make up any for me. And overall, it started great with the opening scene, but completely fell apart for me and kept getting worse and worse as the runtime continued. By the end of it, I felt kind of robbed from my time and patience. So needless to say, this was a one-time watch for me, and it would take probably all the drugs in the world for me to give this a rewatch. The only reason it's getting as high of a rating as I'm giving it is because it does have a Christmas theme to it. But other than that, I can't recommend this one. What did you think about it, Pugs?
Well, it is very, very early TV. Like, it's the color scheme and everything. It's like a shitty Melrose Place or like a Saved by the Bell. And I thought that was charming as hell. I actually had fun watching this. It is not good. Do not let me fool you. but it's fun. It did feel like Christmas. The main character was pretty fun. I like his choice of weapon. That was cool. I did like the little girls. I thought they were awesome, but like, I'm glad they weren't in danger, really. They just kind of Bill Cosby'd them, but safely. The hair on the husband, I could not take my eyes off. Like, how the fuck do you do that? It's just weird. Yeah, but overall, like, I don't feel like I wasted my time, but I doubt I would revisit this. But it's fun and Christmassy, so okay. Todd?
This is my second time watching it. This is the first time me remembering watching it, but one thing real quick for the bottom row, maybe Dan will know. The Scream Queens Illustrated magazine is not a fictitious magazine. It was a real magazine. Yeah. And to me, them putting that over, I was like, okay, they're just trying to sell the magazine with this goddamn movie.
Some tarot band promotion there.
So, but yeah, it's you have to just like tits and sleaze, cause you don't really get the good gore. It is such a 90s time capsule to me. I remember shit looking like that.
Yeah.
It's not good, but I was still entertained by it, but not for the right reasons. So that's going to affect us in the rating. Dan, I'm curious.
Growing up in the 90s, like, it just felt comfortable to me. So I think that helped it a lot. What about you, Dan?
Yeah. It
seems like it's up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is just a titty flick. I mean, as Todd said, this is a 90s titty flick through and through. If you're looking for a great slasher, you're not going to get it. I thought Grant Kramer, who played Wayne, more pathetic than creepy and not sympathetic. He just felt like a dork to me. So the killer wasn't interesting. Probably the biggest reason to watch this, besides Debbie Rochon that plays Raven, who gets screen time here, which is always nice. She's a great actress who unfortunately doesn't always get good material. But there is a ton of Night of the Living Dead alum in this. I mean, Marilyn Eastman pops up. John Russo himself pops up. Carl Hardman.
I noticed the poster is splattered all over the place, too.
Yeah, this
always caught my eye every time they were in that room. Hey,
there's a ton of Night of the Living Dead people in this. Does that mean you're going to want to watch it? Probably not, but that's about all it has going for it. The kills are just blah, but there's a lot of tits. It's not a soft core film quite, but just a lot of strip teases, good looking girls. And if you like Debbie Rochon, that might be reason enough to watch it. But
I was watching it with the family, it was said probably maybe four or five times, this is totally a Dan movie.
There's better Dan movies, though.
You know what?
Dan movie.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Like I said from the beginning, who put it out? Your favorite company, what is it?
With 20 labels. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, we'll just go with that. They should start putting little hat stickers on these, like Dan approved.
Media blasters, I guess, if you want.
No, not media blasters.
It's Shock-O-Rama. I guess this one would have been Shock-O-Rama.
Yeah, no, this is the one, the Misty Monday label.
There's so many.
Well, whatever. They have nothing to do with media blasters. Shock-O-Rama, you were close.
Yeah. They do the more hard. This one's tough because, like I said, it's not really quite soft core because there's no real like graphic sex scenes, but it's just striptease.
Well, it wouldn't be soft core if they were graphic sex scenes, Dan. Just saying.
You can have graphic without penetration, Dan.
Do you know what the word graphic means?
Well, you can still have explicit stuff.
Well, that you now not we know what
consider Sharon Stone and Basic Instinct graphic.
No.
I would. Anyway, wow. My entertainment.
Dan has low standards.
But anyways, we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. Kruger, what do you give Santa Claus?
I could have went lower, but I'm going to give it a 1 out of 5. I was going to give it a 0.5, to be honest with you, because I didn't like it. But it did accomplish the Christmas theme pretty well. So 1 out of 5, I think I can live with that. What is your rating, Pugs?
I know it's the giving season, but I can't with this one. It's a 2. it's just comfortable, but you skip it or don't, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm dead on with you. If this wasn't Christmas themed, it would probably get a lower, it would get a lower rating, but I'm a two.
Yeah, it's a two. But yeah, Debbie Rashawn fans, maybe you want to check it out. She looks great. Still does. Okay. All right. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. Flesh Wound Features.
Are you going to ask if there's spoilers?
I am. I'm getting to that, Todd. Check it out for all your shopping needs. And does anybody have spoilers? I do not. But do any of you have spoilers?
I don't, but we should probably say if it's going to be, you know, up for contention.
I know. Dan's trying to rap and shit. I gave him a perfect bit. He hasn't done it once, but whatever. Because he doesn't understand the message. We rate in a scale of one to five. So he was supposed to bring it up. Oh, see, he thinks I told him to say that. He forgets about the bit last time where he said it like 50,000 times. He's fucking hat-tarded.
Well, so what, Todd, our list that we have right now, what do we got up for contention?
Up for elimination, we have To All a Good Night, Santa's Sleigh, Jack Frost, and now Santa Claus. I know this is going to be a tough one, gentlemen. What is getting eliminated?
Satan or Santa Claus is getting eliminated from me for sure.
Yeah, Satan's safe. Santa Claus is gone for me.
Peace, Dan.
Santa Claus is gone.
All right. Well, we've had the untouchable three, like, for
yeah. It's a movable object right now.
You know what? Now instead of being the final girls, they're the three wise men because manpower.
All right. And on that note, Dan.
Yes. So I already did my shit.
I gave him another opportunity to do the goddamn bit and he keeps fucking it up.
Do it again. You ask me? How's it funny then?
It would have been if you did it.
I'll do a classic. Fuck God. Puck.
No, so we're not doing spoilers at all? Talk about that.
There's tits.
Okay, cool. So you, we're on Patreon. You can, that's more than two. You can find early and exclusive content there, all for $1. And most importantly, uncensored. And trust me, with the stuff we've just recorded, you want to check that out. It is insane and it's offensive, and you're welcome. So, follow us across all the social media bullshits, run all of them, stalk us. And everyone, say good night.
Good night. Join us tomorrow for the next 12 days of Christmas. Yeah. Something like that.
Night 7. What's in the Christmas box?
God damn it. I danned it up. All right. Fuck.